If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Because I seen this. I put it on. Just to be like, right, we'll give it a go because it's the done thing to slaver about Michael McIntyre. And then Peter Kay got it and a load of people got it. And, you know, I used to be a bit weird about stuff like that. But then you mature and you do enough comedy and you just know yourself. You're like, listen, if it's getting laughs and people are enjoying themselves, job done. Let's not get too snobby about it. And I seen a Peter Kay thing the other night, was on TV, and I watched the end of it and I was like, do you know what? He's a fucking savage. Like the last 20 minutes of this show was just like murder. And but then you get millions of pounds and you just fucking lounge about your house and then try and relate to normal people. Much like Michael McIntyre has done here. He's like, isn't it weird when your wife spends fucking too much money on shoes? Huh? And you're like, yeah, nightmare, bro. Not my household. You know, I two pairs of shoes arrived at the house yesterday for me. Maureen's walking around in those wee shoes made out of like a Reese, you know, like those Africans wear with like the fucking, it's like a water bottle with a bit of string between toes. I'm like, can I buy you shoes? No, it's all right. You know, and I'm changing my shoes three times a day. Like I'm presenting a fucking award ceremony. But yeah, it starts to get a bit unrelatable. But then, you know, I've seen people making videos about it and I was like, actually, there should have been outrage about it. And I'll play the clip.
They speak so beautiful. I don't know how it evolved, but they decided the most sexy way of communication is to talk with an Italian accent. It's so sexy. Everybody loves the way I'm talking. Yeah? You go to France, a little bit pissed off, but it's still pretty cool. We decided to talk like this. Of all the accents in the world, the one I think maybe they should change. And I don't want to disrespect anybody here who may.
Now, he hasn't even said anything about a Northern Irish accent, but already you're going, when you talk like this, like you're juggling bollocks in your mouth.
Be from there. But for me, it's the Northern Irish accent. What?
Cut in that bouncer. Fuck up! Fuck up, you!
What on earth is going on there? It's not an easy one to do.
They've decided in Northern Ireland that the best way to communicate is right at the back of their throat like that. Just making noises and a nightmare.
Sometimes you don't even
know. Just full English people. Ha ha ha! Correct! Giles.
They're saying we're just gonna make noises in a nightmare. How can we just gonna do it later? What are you doing here? I don't even know what you're doing near me.
My experience of the collision between Irish and English people is, you know, it's usually a lot of quiet, smart Irish people sitting around at some sort of event while a load of English people talk over each other, and they're just going, would you fucking listen to these fucking dickheads? And they're like, yeah, we went to fucking Ibiza on a fucking rosé wine run, and the bloody yacht broke down halfway to the fucking... And everyone, all the Irish ones are just sitting there going, fucking, could you listen to that all day? Like, Jesus, you'd take your fucking... You'd take your cords off and hang yourself if you'd listen to that shit all day. And it's funny because it's like, there are plenty of people slagging on. I mean, you know, you go to a fucking comedy gig. If I go to a gig in down south somewhere and there's an MC, they'll be like, up next we got a fucking guy who's, oh, he's from the north, he's from Belfast, oh, he's from fucking good, he's from Belfast. And you know, everyone's over here like, oh man, it's fucking, you know, it's the United Ireland and all. Is it? Take that border away, you go down south, you're still a fucking Nordy cunt. And they're all like, yeah, what are you, Birdian? Eating nail bombs and all? For fuck's sake, man. What are you doing up there? What are you fucking doing? Just petrol bombing each other, fuck, Nick. And you're like, what are you fucking talking about? You mental bastard. Meanwhile, fucking 15 comedians, you know, from Dublin go on and talk about the same shit over and over and over again. But sure, well, not even bring that up, will we? But there's something about, you know, you can take it if it's like a southern accent, you know, you're like, fair enough, whatever. Also, there's a range of accents in Northern Ireland. You know, I don't know what my accent is. I think it's fairly neutral, right? But, you know, you can have people come in, people go like, I'm from... You can have people going like, do you know what's fucking disgusting accent? Derry accent. And they're literally like, oh my God, fucking, I need to get my mommy's meat from the fuck. There's Garlazda there. I was saying to Niall, you know, she had a hole on her like she was a fucking Olympic long jumper. I was like, Jesus wept. And then she turned around to her mom and was like, mom, do you have to buy bleach? And you're like, what, for your throat?
Aye. You know what I mean? Sometimes you can't get your hands on a car yet and you fucking just start drinking the meth.
Meanwhile, she could be fucking in a schoolboy Q video with that hole. She could be sitting there going,
see a fucking Derry accent? Oh my God, it would fucking turn milk, swear to God.
The accents are, they're all over the fucking place. Start with like, who is a good one? Liam Neeson? So that's a good place to start. And obviously, that spawned a whole load of jokes like, oh, imagine if Liam Neeson didn't get rid of his Balmain accent and then fucking, I think Mickey did the joke first where he's like, hey, well, find you and I'll fucking kill you. And then every other cunt did that joke as if they didn't just hear it from Mickey. They also did the Jamie Dornan thing, which is like, he's in 50 Shades of Grey and they're like, can you imagine if fucking Jamie Dornan just kept his accent in that movie? Here, love, get that fucking butt plug up your shitter, you dirty bastard. Obviously, it's not going to work, is it? Saying that, Jamie, you don't know what the fuck Jamie Dornan's saying when he uses his own accent anyway. Did a podcast with Shane. The only words I could make out were grubber kick. Talking about rugby so much. I was hitting grubber kicks with the fucking daughter. What I'm saying is, you can take the slagging from most people, but not this fucking English cunt.
How does it start? Because babies are like, wah! No, it's... The Northern Irish accent is the only time I've ever heard somebody sneeze and I could tell where they were from the sneeze. I was in Dubai airport and this bloke sitting next to me just went Achoo! Oh,
worth it. Worth the wait for that joke. You fucking Chinese lesbian ugly English cunt. His fucking first joke was like, I've gotten so fat. I'm so fat that my fucking, you know, his face recognition on his phone won't fucking pick his face up anymore. No, it didn't. All right. Fuck's sake. Nice.
Did some good shows in Belfast. Really good audience. Up for it.
Hi, not anymore, Mick. I mean, how can you be slagging off Northern Irish accents and your name sounds like you were fucking in the RA?
Today, Michael McIntyre was arrested for fucking bloody blah possession of fucking arms to bloody blah.
You know, that's a full fucking...
People, friendly, welcoming.
Aye, stop digging yourself out of it now. You'll not be fucking back. He's playing the Odyssey. Aye, all right, mate. If you can get in, if Paddy Raff isn't doing fucking 360 nights in a row. Hello, can I get book a show? And they're like, no. Raff's doing three a night till 2028. Shout out. Enjoy that sniff down the old thing. Anyway, what time is it? Right, we gotta rattle through this shit. Fucking piggy blankets. What a cunt.
Have some time to kill.
It is funny. Do you ever notice when people go abroad and they might live in London or something, but they're from here, and every t-shirt they have is like a Northern Ireland top and an Ulster top and a fucking Ireland rugby top, and they start wearing GA. They'll just wear anything from Ireland to be like, for God's sake, don't for a second think that I'm a Brit. They get extra fucking patriotic. And it's like, I don't really have any particular ties to anywhere over here. You know what I mean? If I moved somewhere else, I'd be like, yeah, guess what, guys? I'm Spanish now. But for some reason, when he has that accent and starts talking about accents over here, you're just like, you know what I mean? Start shooting in the air. Unbelievable. Fucking ugly wee cunt.
So I went to what was...
And your comedy eats cock. I mean, it's always that debate of, is it the delivery? Is it the material? Is it the showmanship? Is it whatever the fuck is it? And in his case, it's like, if I move around and do enough stuff, you'll realise that I'm not really actually fucking saying anything and my face is too fat for my phone.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.